Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome into NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, March 25th. From our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists, we're joined now by NBA.com senior writer John Schumann. Shu, you got a fresh set of power rankings on. I know we always go through the top five teams, but it is, you kind of go through all of this. You got the best nuggets about all 30 teams, what's happening, how they're playing throughout the course of the season. And it's been really interesting because this time of the year, I know a lot of us have focus on March Madness, what's happening with the NCAA tournaments, both the men's and the women's. But this is an important stretch in the NBA now for a lot of teams, especially how crazy it is in the West, vying to get out of the play-in tournament, trying to stay in the play-in tournament. Currently, the top five have pretty much remained the same here. In the power rankings of Denver and Boston being the 1-2 spots. Milwaukee and OKC just flip-flop from 3 to 4, as you got the Bucks at 3, Thunder at 4. Minnesota rounds out that top five. But in terms of the play-in, there's a team that we kind of thought may have solidified themselves and were pushing to get in to the top six, but that's the Golden State Warriors, currently sitting in 10th. But the Houston Rockets have made a run in March, 10-1. They're on an 8-game win streak. I think I'll put myself in this bucket, but when Alperen Şengün went down, I think they thought maybe that was the end of what Houston would be doing and putting together a nice season with a young group and in how Ime Udoka has made his impact. But right now, sitting a game back of the Golden State Warriors, they will meet again next week in Houston. Houston tonight is hosting Portland, but they got a little bit of a tough week coming up. What is your take on how Houston has been playing, the way the Warriors have been playing, and what your projection is of who will eventually find themselves in that 10 spot?
That's a good question. I think with Houston, like thank goodness for the Rockets, right? Because like there are, what do we have, 16 teams left in the NCAA tournament, 24 left in the women's tournament because the they women's? Got some second round.
Big day people. Today, big day today and tonight.
There are 21 teams left in the NBA, right? Like the other 9 teams have basically not shut it down, but they have basically, they're done. Like there's not all of them are completely eliminated, but.
Do not take away the YES Network viewers locked in to the Brooklyn Nets in Toronto here but, tonight, right, as I sit in Toronto.
I'll just say that the Nets are kind of far from the Hawks in 10th place and not exactly showing like they're a much of a threat.
I shouldn't have derailed. I shouldn't have derailed you. Keep it rolling.
But thank goodness for the Rockets, who have made things interesting. So we have 21 teams left. Like, if you looked at this time last year, there was actually, like, you know, the 12th place team in the East and the 12th place team in the West were both, like, within two games in the loss column of 10th place. So there was still a little bit of interest. In the East, I think, you know, I mean, there's still interest, right, from 1 to 10, or actually, like, 1 to 8. But, like, beyond the 10 line, like, we know what teams are going to be in the play-in or the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So the Rockets, yes, like, they were in bad in February. But they're now, what did we say, 10-1 in March, 8 straight wins, 6 of those without Sengun, like you said. And it's mostly been like a big offensive boost. You know, they rank second offensively in the month of March. And this is a team that, you know, it's like basically the most improved team in the league from last season just because of how bad they were. But that improvement was largely just about defense. Like they went from being the worst transition defense in the league to basically being the best transition defense in the league. And that obviously cuts down on opponent layups. It makes them a much better team just by focusing on that one thing. And they did that. But now they're starting to come around offensively. And it's really been, you know, Jalen Green. I'll give you this little stat there of players who've averaged at least 25 points in the month of March. Three guys have a higher true shooting percentage than Jalen Green. Those guys are Giannis Antetokounmpo, LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic. Jalen Green averaging 27.8 on a true shooting percentage of 63.9% this month. So that's some pretty good company. And yeah, so it's mostly offense. The other kind of key is that they're actually winning some road games through the month of February. The Rockets were 5-24 on the road, which is, you know, pretty brutal. In March, they're 5-0. So they're actually, like, winning some road games. Like, as far as the opponents, it hasn't been a strong schedule. They have, you know, wins over the Blazers, the Spurs, I think the Wizards. But you can only play, you know, the teams in front of you. And they are beating those teams, you know, fairly easily. So that they're comfortable wins, right? So it's they're taking care of business. They're a much better team. I don't know, like, how long this is going to last. The Jalen Green aspect of it is always a little bit like, all right, is this real or is this just a hot streak? But I do think he is playing better, making maybe some better decisions with the ball. Just seems like he's in a nice rhythm offensively. So yeah, it's fun. It's good. It's like to have now the Warriors, like you said, were thinking, hey, maybe we can move up to 7 or 8 and get out of this 9-10. And now they're like, we're a game ahead of the Rockets.
Just need to stay in. And yeah, and I think with Jalen Green, and Jalen Green's another guy, and I think there's always questions. He's 22 years old. So what jumps are players going to make? When are they going to figure that out? I think the presence of Fred VanVleet and just the stability that he provides has been helpful. Real briefly, though, on the side of the Warriors, they've lost 6 of 9. They're trying to, again, cling on to this last spot. How do you see things playing out for that? Do you think this is more, I guess I should frame the question, do you think this is more about Houston maintaining the level of play that they are? We mentioned this week they host Portland tonight, but they also are going to see OKC. They're going to see Dallas. They're going to see the Warriors next week. Do you think this is more about how Houston maintains their play or the Warriors putting things together down the stretch?
You know what? I just don't think the Warriors, I think the Warriors are who they are, which is just like barely above 500 team. They're going to have some good nights, some not so good nights. I don't think, you know, they seem to have found something with a starting lineup, but that starting lineup hasn't been all that great over the last 5 games. You know, they've been healthy. They've been perfect. Like, they've had everybody available for the last 5 games. That stretch started with their really good win over the Lakers. And then, you know, they're 1-3 since, with the only win coming against the Grizzlies. They do have the easier schedule between the two. So that's a positive. You know, 6 of their 12 remaining games are against teams over 500. They have a head-to-head, obviously, with Houston. Houston, 8 of their 12 are against teams that are currently over 500. So I would still give the edge to the Warriors, one, because they have the easier schedule. They have the game advantage. I think they also have the tiebreaker. And also because Houston, like, maybe this is just a hot streak and they, you know, it'll be tough to maintain for another 3 weeks.
Speaking of another veteran team, the Los Angeles Clippers currently ranked ninth in your power rankings. There was a stretch that they were looking like world beaters. Everyone was healthy. We were talking about them. If everyone stays healthy and available, title contention, this is the team that we had been waiting on. And since the All-Star break, 8-9, obviously, as of late, Russell Westbrook has missed a stretch of games, and we will get to that. Could he potentially come back? And the thing, we're looking at how the Western Conference shakes out. I mean, even real quick on the Warriors with that, trying to get into the 10th spot, that would mean they would likely play the Lakers for that first play-in game. And then you have to beat one of, you know, these teams kind of in the mix of Phoenix, Sacramento, Dallas. It's all a mess. Well, kind of, you know, where the Lakers or the Clippers look like they were pretty solidified, they're in that four spot. They're now just a half game ahead of the Pelicans. And granted, the Pelicans are playing right now without Brandon Ingram, who's been out with a knee injury, though better news than what it initially looked like when he got hurt. But the Pelicans having a really nice March as well. What's your take on where the Clippers sit, how they've been playing as of lately, and how much do you think Westbrook's return, whether he does come back here tonight, is the Clippers are hosting the Indiana Pacers, but his impending return, how much do you think that may impact the way that they have been playing lately?
Well, first of all, I'll start with the good news. Like, we've done, like, lots of us have done, like, studies, myself included, in the past, where you looked at how a team performed early in the season and how a team performed late in the season and which one of those correlated best with postseason success. Like, we think, we kind of think, oh, a team wants to be playing well going into the postseason. But if you looked at it, like, how a team played late in the season didn't really correlate with how they played in the postseason. Actually, early season success was correlated a little bit more. And in general, overall success correlated a little bit more. I haven't looked at it in a while, but I think that's pretty much still the truth. So, like, a sort of a late season swoon isn't necessarily a big deal. In fact, we saw Denver, like, right, like, sort of take their foot off the gas for the last couple weeks, few weeks, last season, and then go last on year. To win the yeah. championship. So that's one piece of good news. The second piece of good news is that the three teams that are behind the Clippers, New Orleans, Sacramento, Phoenix, they have like three of the four toughest remaining schedules in the league. So that's another piece of good news for the Clippers. So, yeah, it may seem like they're about to fall out of the top four, but they still have an easier schedule going forward. But, yeah, they just haven't put it together. Like, they, you know, I watched them play the Sixers on Sunday, and it's just like they never got in gear. Like, they made one little run, but the Sixers just put their foot back, you know, on the gas, and the Clippers, that was it. They were done. And I think on it's they have issues on both ends of the floor where they just sort of haven't been able to put it together for multiple games in a row. You know, they did get two wins in Portland last week, but, like, as I said, like, those bottom nine teams in the league are just not competitive right now. The one thing with Westbrook, so I'll say this, like, he should be able to get them some shots in transition, right? They play at a much, much faster pace when he's on the floor than when he's not. And that's a good thing. This is a team that can be a little bit too methodical in the half court, and he gives them maybe some transition opportunities that they wouldn't get otherwise. But if you look at the numbers, like, over he's missed the last 12 games, and Westbrook is basically James Harden's backup. Like, before Westbrook's injury, like, he was on the floor for only about a third of Harden's minutes, so like a low percentage of Harden's minutes. So he's basically, they don't play together that much. And if you look at over like the last 12 games, they've actually been better with Harden off the floor than they were prior to that. And like the big drop off has been more in Harden's minutes on the floor than his minutes off the floor. So if you're looking at like, oh, what's been bad recently, it's not really the, oh, we need Westbrook back to boost up those Harden off the floor minutes. It's more like, yeah, we need like the whole group to get back together and start playing together, playing better, you know, with the best players on the floor.
Yeah, because even to your point about the game last night, 76ers beating the Clippers 121-107. I think at some point there, Philly went on like a 22-4 run. But the team that, or the group that was starting to get them back at the end of the game, if you would call that cutting the deficit some, was a lot of their bench players. Norm Powell having a big night. So you look at what Kawhi did, what Paul George did. Harden obviously double-double with a good amount of assists. But yeah, just all the pieces coming together. So I'm curious to see. I also think that it's a team filled with a lot of players that play for the postseason. And so despite how they're playing, what they look like, I still... Again, if healthy, with Ty Lue running the show in those guys, if they do maintain that four spot, given where things are at, they are a team that I would think could be a very dangerous playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi Leonard has basically been the best. I mean, maybe other than Jokic, has basically been the best postseason player of the last, what is it, 5 or 6 years?
Yep.
Like going back,
yes,
to...
Exactly.
It's just he's been hurt. You know, like he's been incredible in the postseason. Now, I mean, he's obviously older and that may slow down. But yeah, this is a team that like just get us there and we can figure out who we're matched up.
Yeah.
They have a great coach. They have great individual defenders and they have great three guys that they can turn to on any given offensive possession to get them a bucket.
Yeah, what makes it all fun to try and figure out at this time of the year. All right, Chu, speaking of one of those teams that we're talking about that is right there in the mix of the Western Conference, the Phoenix Suns, they are getting set for a gauntlet. We will get to them right after the break.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great John Schumann, out with a fresh set of power rankings, Nuggets stats, information of how all of your favorite teams and all 30 teams in the league are doing at this current point right now of the season. Currently, the Phoenix Suns sitting eighth shoe in your power rankings. They have won three straight, and they will once again, who do they have? Who do the Spurs here tonight? So they a little stay here in San Antonio. They're going to close out their Philly, Atlanta, Spurs now for a second game here on Monday. But it gets tougher. It gets tougher for this Phoenix Suns team that is currently sitting just outside the play-in in that sixth spot, but they are only a half game ahead of both Sacramento and a Dallas team. And those teams that have been playing really well, the Stars have been playing for Phoenix recently, but what's your expectation for the Suns now that they are set in terms of strength of schedule for one of the toughest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, they just haven't put it all together, right? Like, and now, like, the one good thing is these last 10 games are going to prepare them for the postseason, because they're basically going to face teams that they could possibly face in the playoffs and or the play-in. So, like you said, they have one more game in San Antonio. Kevin Durant got to go to Austin. Did you see yesterday and check out
Sweet 16.
Maddie Booker and the Longhorns?
Maddie Booker, Aaliyah Moore. He's following in my footsteps of when I was in Austin. I got to see them. I called a Texas women's basketball game earlier this season, and so.
Yes, that was cool. That was cool to see him there.
I got to hang with Maddie and Aaliyah, the Big 12 Player of the Year, National Player of the Year, Player of the Year, I should say, and Rookie of the Year. But yeah, anyway, carry on.
All right, so after San Antonio, they continue their road trip. They play at Denver, at Oklahoma City, at New Orleans. Then they come home, Cleveland, Minnesota, New Orleans, Clippers, and then back out on the road for the Clippers, Kings, and Wolves. So that's their final 10 games of the season, and the worst team they face on that stretch is the Sacramento Kings. Oof. 41-29. So all 10 games are against teams that are at least 12 games over 500. Six of the 10 are against the top four teams in the West. Now, the Suns currently are 2-5 against the top four teams in the West. And their defense has been bad in those seven games. Now, I'll say this. Only one of those seven games have they had Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant all in the lineup. But that one was a 27-point loss to the Clippers. So, you know, they've had for their last seven, they've had all three guys. They're 5-2 in that stretch, and they rank third offensively, which is good. But 5-2 is not like, yeah, the Suns are really, you know, making their run right now. And now they're just going to face a tougher competition. It's just going to be near impossible for them to go to really make a strong run unless some kind of switch is flipped.
And you mentioned that in other, like, give credit to some of these wins and games. A lot of it, Grayson Allen has been extraordinary.
He's been on fire.
So there's a lot of games that he has either kept them in the game or a big part of it. For as much as we're talking about Beal, Booker, and Durant being there and available, that's also been a big aspect of it. When you look back, and you mentioned it, was it that Clippers game? Was that the Sunday afternoon? The Milwaukee game. The Sunday afternoon game against Milwaukee, they get down big. You mentioned the Clippers game, how much stock do you put into the wins that they've had or how they've performed or maybe have underperformed against some teams and in some games that you would have bigger expectations and kind of have more of a scrutiny on what those matchups look like?
That's the thing. I don't know if this team has like a signature win where it's like, oh yeah, that's the Suns.
That they really showed you. Yeah.
You know, they got all three stars. They played really well. They defended to the degree that they need to defend to win a playoff series against a good team. I don't know that it's been there, and then maybe there's a chance in these, you know, last 10 games, but there also may be opportunities where, or, you know, I don't know how seriously their opponents will take all of those games, right? Although there is no sort of margin for error from basically 1 to 10 in the Western Conference at this point, right? Because the top, it's not like the Nuggets last year, and now you have, you know, the top three teams are separated by one game in the loss column. And then you have the Clippers and Pelicans separated by one game. And then you have the Suns and Kings and Mavericks all tied in the loss column. And then you have the Lakers and the Warriors, right? So there's no team could afford to say, hey, we can take this game off, unless they're playing one of these bottom nine teams. Like we saw the Nuggets, you know, the other night, I think it was Portland, where Jokic and Murray both had the night off and they still got a win. They play the Grizzlies, I believe, on Monday. We might see the same type of thing. But I think when they face real competition, they are going to be healthy and playing hard. So, yeah, it's going to be a great test. Like, I can't wait to watch it. Like, I'm very fascinated by the Suns still. I still think, like, they're going to be a fun matchup no matter who they match up with. I would love to see them, like, against Minnesota, where you get these, like, pull-up mid-range shooters against Rudy Gobert. I'd love to see them against any of these teams. Oklahoma City would be fun. But I like we said, like, they have 11 games left in the season, and they haven't really put it together. They don't have, like, a signature win, or at least multiple signature wins at this point. And this is one of the teams that we thought was a championship contender, right? I go back to our GM survey. There were five teams that had votes to win the championship in the GM survey. Boston and Milwaukee in the East, and then Denver, Phoenix, and the Clippers in the West. The Clippers had one vote. Like, they were fifth place. And so, like, we go back and it's like, all right, Boston has dominated the whole season. Milwaukee has turned it up of late, and they've got some good, really good signature wins. The Nuggets are the Nuggets, and the Clippers have had that run, and I think we can still believe in them to a certain degree. The Suns just haven't had that say, yep, that's that thing where you say, oh yeah, they're definitely a contender. They can win four series, or even they can win three series and get to the finals.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I've been waiting for, and I feel like in some of those matchups, it's been a bit underwhelming. And to that point of, you have guys, you have closers in the fourth quarter, that has not been the case.
Yeah, that's the amazing part of it, right? Is how bad they've been
played out. Like, you would think that's the one thing that would be a strength of theirs. And as we've continued to talk about, there's also some monsters and there is some star power when you look at the teams that are currently sitting in the play-in and could potentially end up in the play-in. So for all of it, it is going to be a ton of fun. She was always, we appreciate you. We appreciate your time. We love the power rankings, and we look forward to talking with you again.
All right, Sarah, thanks.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kustak is a production of the NBA and iHeartRadio. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.